Welcome back to Broad Minded, Molly and Christine. And we have an extra broad today, Stacey. Stacey Kane is joining us.
Hello, all.
And we were talking about American Idol earlier. We're going to get into it a little bit later. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Patrick Wanis. He's been on the show several times. And actually, he's here right now. Welcome,
yes,
Patrick Wanis. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, Patrick, I didn't get to give you your proper introduction, but you are a life coach, you're an author, you're an expert in human behavior and relationships. You've been on the show before, and we always talk about different types of people. And now we're here to talk about Britney Spears. What is going on with her?
Well, it's not that anything new is happening. It's more about what's happening to her in the sense that, you know, we all know that her life is spiraling out of control. That's not new. The saddest part is she's not getting the real help she needs, and there's very few people that really know how to help her, and she's not really reaching out for the right help. We all know about the saga that occurred with Dr. Phil, and I think everyone knows, hopefully he does too, that it was a mistake, the way that he handled it.
Now, do you think he there are two different sides to this story. He says the family asked me to go, and he says the family asked me to go. The family says, no, we didn't. We asked him to go as a friend, not to cover it on the show.
Well, I'm sure the family asked him to go, but did they give him permission to issue statements on behalf of Britney and the family?
No.
That's
a
key point.
He's such a punk. I can't stand
that guy.
Well,
the way that I view it is, hopefully he knows that he's made a mistake. There's a difference between a sincere desire to help someone mm-hmm. and the desire to help someone to get publicity.
Well, that's what Dr. Phil did. Why would he do that?
I'm going to say something that's going to be very controversial and very eye-opening, and it's also going to tell you something about me. Everything that we teach is ultimately what we need to learn.
Ooh.
Did you hear what I just said?
Say it again.
Say it again. That's huge.
Everything that we teach is ultimately what we need to learn. So that means we're teaching this so we can teach it to ourselves. What is his greatest mantra? It's about taking responsibility for your actions.
That's not going to work, dog. That dog don't bark.
And he has lots of different phrases, but ultimately he's saying you can do everything you want in life using willpower and determination. And I think that's obviously something that he needs to learn. Of course,
Patrick, that's incredible. And I'll tell you, I've noticed that with yoga teachers. I've noticed when I've taken classes with yoga teachers, the reason why they're there is because they have something, what they're trying to teach is ultimately what they need to learn themselves. And I figured that out when I was doing yoga teacher training. And, of course, I didn't finish.
What did you learn from that?
Well, you know why I didn't finish, Patrick? Because you can't do yoga teacher training. I did this about 4 years ago, and drink and smoke the entire time you're doing it.
Probably
that's
not.
Interesting. I would have never thought of that.
You know, you can't come in, and you have to be clean, you know?
Well, why weren't you clean?
Well,
Patrick gets in the way during Downward Dog.
Yeah, I've told you many times, Patrick, when you come into town, I need a private session. This is Molly, but we'll talk about that later.
It was, she was in her 20s.
Don't use the excuse that I have to actually be in town. I do work over the phone as well. But having said that, that's your choice, not mine. I'm just letting you know that there should be no obstacles for you.
That's right. And honestly, you're right. And I will call you. But, you know, getting back to Britney and off of me.
Please.
But I think that's great. You're right. Ultimately, the people, that's a very powerful thing. I have to think about that.
I'm not just applying it to the people that are like Dr. Phil. I'm applying that to everyone, including myself.
Right.
When people ask you, what is your mission? To teach people that you are worthy and you deserve the best. Oh, guess what I need to learn?
Right.
But I know that. And when I know that, it helps me and it empowers me, because I was just working with a client before you and I got on the phone, and I was telling her the same thing, saying step one is just to become aware of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Become aware of your patterns. Become aware of your behavior and your motivations.
But she's not.
Sorry?
But she's not. What do you do for somebody like this? And what do you think of this ass paparazzi guy?
It's hard for me to comment on the relationship because very little is known about it. Ultimately, the most important thing for her right now is to regain herself, to gain that inner peace so that she can become a mother to her children. Because three people are hurting here right now. Her, Britney herself, and then the effect it's going to have on her children as if she doesn't become the mother that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of what Britney needs to get better, I also said something very similar. The New York Observer interviewed me just recently, asked me the same thing. How would you help save Britney? And I said, most people have missed it. They've missed what her ultimate problem is. Back in April of last year, she made a statement about that she's never had a good relationship with her father.
Ah, he doesn't me daddy thing.
Right. He doesn't understand me. And then she said, the problem with men is they can't accept or appreciate the real love of a woman.
She said this.
Do you realize how profound that is? And the whole mm-hmm. media missed that. No one realizes. She just told you what her issues are. She
yep.
hasn't resolved the issues with her father. Now, I haven't sat down with her to find out what the exact dynamic was between her and her father and between her and her mother. Remember that her mother managed her for a while. And as a result of her mother managing her, I wonder how much pressure her mother put on her to be what her mother wanted her to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference. You know, I teach something very important for parents. Your responsibility as a parent is not to make your child what you want them to be, but simply and purely to give them the love, nurturing, and everything else they need to realize their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. that's not what most parents do. Most parents say, well, I never had that chance as I was a child. So what? That's not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do what you wanted to do. I want to use my unique gifts and talents to be who I'm going to be.
Personally, I think it's the same situation going on with Lindsay Lohan. I mean, her mother, I think, is 10
well, her
times...
her mother wants to party more than she does.
Right. Worse, yeah. Her mother literally is launching a career because of how bad of a mother she is to Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
I mean, it is so much worse. I mean, I don't know what to think of Lynn Spears other than she just... hasn't done that great of a job, I guess, or doesn't have a good relationship with her daughters based on what's going on with both of them.
Well, it's obviously disasters. Not good parents. I mean, Lindsay Lohan's father has had challenges with substance abuse for a long time.
Yeah, that one's a little more... That one is
obvious.
So bad, it's more obvious.
Right.
But Lynn seems to be not so awful. I mean, Lindsay's mom, what's her name? Tano Grossface?
What's her name?
Lohan. Dina. Leatherface is whatever. Yeah, she's just gross. I mean, there's nothing about the two of them, either Michael or Dina, that I think that anybody doesn't get. But for some reason, with Lynn, she seems like an okay mom.
Well, she might seem like an okay mom, but the way that you can tell what kind of mother she's been is to look at her children.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think
you got
she's
a 16-year-old
that's
knocked up with it's questionable who the dad is
just because she's not partying. And getting drunk, and
she found her own way to rebel.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear, Patrick, what the quote of her mom, of Lynn Spears was when she found out Jamie was pregnant?
What do you mean the code?
The quote.
Oh, the quote, no.
Her mom said, I don't understand this. She's always been on time for curfew. Okay.
Well, you know, this gives
Are you
an
serious?
Example of the parent that thinks
she's
that
oblivious.
Sex only occurs late at night.
Yes.
I remember when I was a kid at school, it was someone else that told me that because he used to what we call wag school, which is to, you know, take a day off school
uh-huh.
and he'd have sex with his girlfriend at home.
Right. Mm.
And we used to laugh about it because it clicked that his parents were Greek and they were very, very traditional Greek. They thought, well, sex only occurs after 10.
Yeah, they thought he was this great student. Yeah.
And
a good kid.
Again, that shows you that there isn't a real connection between the parents and the children.
No.
You know, we're talking about Britney's problems, and we know that her problems are very serious, but so are Jamie Lynn's. And if anything, Jamie's problems are more serious because Jamie is a bigger idol to younger children than Britney was.
Well, at Britney's, right. I think that when Britney was 16, she was probably just... as much she was idolized just as much as Jamie Lynn is right now,
Britney's behavior wasn't out of control, and she wasn't such a bad example at age 16 because she was telling everyone.
Yeah, it happened later. It happened when she was in her 20s.
Well,
right.
Britney was telling everyone, "I'm a virgin and I'm keeping myself till I get married." Now
right.
you have Jamie Lynn, who's a teenager, who's pregnant, and is the idol of 12 and 13-year-old girls and even younger ones.
Yeah, my son loves her. He's five. My daughter.
Like,
too.
My my publicist got on the phone with me and was talking about this because her 8-year-old daughter suddenly was asking her questions about sex and pregnancy because she watches the Nickelodeon show.
Oh boy.
All right, well I want to ask you something else, Patrick, because it's a sad thing. I feel sorry for Brittany. I know she needs help. I hope she can get the help. And you were talking about awareness, and awareness is consciousness. And for some people, consciousness is a very – it's not what people think. I mean, I really didn't become conscious until I was in my 30s. I had no idea what consciousness meant in my 20s. I had no idea.
Well, you're talking about two different things. There's a difference between consciousness and conscious. Conscious means simply being aware of what's happening around you. Mm-hmm. Consciousness is what I define as the collection of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. That means your overall state. You know, what do you think? What do you feel? Mm-hmm. What do you believe? How do you perceive the world? That's your consciousness.
Okay.
Now, hopefully you become conscious of your consciousness.
Right.
And so I say to people, what I humbly recommend and suggest is become aware of how you're living life and what you believe about yourself and what you believe about the world. Do you believe the world is a good place or a bad place? Do you believe that you deserve to be treated well? Don't scream out to me, oh, I deserve to be treated better. Tell me if you really feel that you deserve to be treated better.
Well, how can you help people? Can you do it through the subconscious? Because that's hypnotherapy, isn't it?
This is the difference between how I operate and other people, including Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's results are limited because all he tells you is your problem is you're addicted to shopping or you're addicted to sex. Then he says, go away and fix it. Or he thinks, if I talk at you and put you down and tell you that you're not doing it right, that you'll actually stop being addicted. And he was once on Larry King saying, Larry, I don't understand why people smoke and drink when they know it's bad for them. And I thought, well, you have no understanding of how the subconscious mind works. Because he thinks everything is just willpower and determination, and it's not. Because if it was, he wouldn't have made the mistake he made with Brittany.
Yeah, when is the Dr. Phil downfall coming? Because I'm done with him.
Oh, he's totally jumped the shark.
Yeah, I've been waiting and waiting because when he had the fight with Oprah, I just want him to go away. I'm just ready.
I think what you're going to find is that, and I only wish good for everyone because I do believe he is helping some people because there are some people who simply need a swift kick up the rear. And those people that get it, it works for them.
Oh,
but for the people who have deeper, deep-seated and deep-rooted issues and insecurities, his approach doesn't work.
I think it is. It not only doesn't work for them, it probably worsens the situation.
Probably makes them feel horrible about themselves.
When you're more interested in telling people that you're smarter than them and making fun of them, you're not empowering them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're too busy judging people, you're not empowering them. You see, I've worked with people who've shoplifted, or people who've committed various crimes, or even people who've, you know, cussed and almost become violent at their mother. I don't sit there and say, "Do you realize how bad that is? Do you realize what a bad person you are?" No, that's not going to help.
Get over it. Yeah, that's not
what you want to do. Is get in touch with their emotions, with their subconscious mind, and find out, why are you angry at your mother? What has she done? What will it require for you to forgive her? Why are you angry at yourself? So you want to come from a place of first accepting that person so that they'll open up to you and so you can understand them and then lead them to another place. I only work with a subconscious mind. Otherwise, you don't need me or any other therapist. Just call your best friend and just talk at each other for hours and hours and you'll mm-hmm. be healed.
Are there other ways to work with the subconscious besides hypnotherapy?
Yeah, there are thousands of ways. You can use visualizations. You can use symbolism. All that hypnosis is simply a way of accessing your subconscious mind, your deepest beliefs. You don't have to be in a trance state. Look, when you're crying and you're breaking down, and you just, you know, you fall on the bed and you're crying or you're sitting in a corner, you're now in an altered state. You're now accessing your subconscious mind. The pain comes up. Now, if we can access the childhood years when you created those beliefs, then we can help to present new evidence to change those beliefs. And I'll use this as a quick example. Most of us think that the reason our parents did or didn't do what we wanted them to do is because we think there was something wrong with us.
Mm.
That's ultimately what it comes down to. We think, my mother did this to me, or my father did this to me, or they didn't do this, so therefore there must be something wrong with me. Then we grow up with guilt and shame and feelings, low self-esteem, we lack self-confidence. If you can learn at an emotional level, that's almost like the child within you, that there was nothing actually wrong with you, that your parents did what they did because of who they are, then you're set free, because then you change your belief systems. And that's the key. And the other thing is to let go of the feelings that we have, because we still have all this anger, all this hurt, all this rejection, all these fears, all these insecurities. And really what screws us up, ladies, is that we think it's still happening today.
Patrick, if people want to work with you one-on-one, how can they get in touch with you?
You can go to my website, patrickwanis.com, and there's a consultation page there.
Okay, because it's true. The power, all the power is in the subconscious, and there's so many ways to work on this. I know this for a fact.
Well, because we're motivated by our emotions, not by our logic, and the subconscious mind is the emotional mind.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming on the show. If you want to find out more about Patrick, you can go to his website. He's also on our website, broadmindedonline.com. Patrick, we hope to talk to you soon.
Always my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome.
See ya. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk some broad buzz, some more American Idol, but it's true. This guy's really good. Have you guys ever done hypnotherapy?
No.
Have you ever worked with the subconscious mind?
No. Yes.
It's sort of the answer to things.
I think
it really
I'm too
is.
Shallow for it.
No, you're not. No, maybe.
What you see is what you get.
Oh.
That's it?
That's it.
When you buy coronet.
Exactly. We'll be back.